Nice to see you again. I have some technical points to reiterate some of the things I said last week, but to be more specific in terms of the agreement. Number one, there were a number of force recommendations that were well thought through. They were neither in the original agreement, they're not in the revisions. What I was told yesterday by the Department of Justice is that all of the force policies are going to be reviewed and revised as necessary once the agreement is signed. And I just want to make sure that's in the public record, because I do not read the agreement to say that in such stark terms. And I think it'd behoove you, rather than just to leave it the way it is on force, that you would look at the recommendations on force.
It's in the agreement.
That's your interpretation of what the ACLU recommended. I think those specifics should be in there just as much as the taser specifics are in there, and they're not.
Just to clarify, and I'll give you more time, the draft use of force and use of taser policies are up for public comment, and those will also have to be approved by the DOJ, and that's the SOPs.
I don't think they're all up for comment, all of the force provisions.
Those two are.
Secondly, the Department of Justice found, as the city has been informed repeatedly and you're aware of, that this police bureau does not provide, for a variety of reasons, proper and attentive medical treatment. They lie to AMR, they don't present enough information, they simply don't call for help. And there were recommendations made as to how to improve that in terms of a policy statement, and there's nothing like that in there. And there is nothing in the agreement that suggests that medical attention policies are subject to the agreement and therefore subject to review and oversight by the DOJ, and it should be in there. Third, the system is broken. Everyone has said that. It's true. The culture in this police bureau hasn't changed in the 35 years I've seen it. There have been various formulations of internal review and the policing itself, and it's a colossal failure. You can't discipline any officer for significant force, particular force that results in death. And there's nothing in this agreement, despite some recommendations, that would take steps to try and do that. There's nothing in here. You're not doing a thing to try and get control of the union and the police officers that brutalize people.
So your time's up. Do you have written testimony?
And I would recommend, along with others, that since it's been broken for so long that you have no choice but to adopt an independent police review commission, get it to the civilians, get subpoena power, and try to get hold of the police
Stinson,
bureau.
Your time's up, but item number 170 requires public review of policies, two of which are up for review right now. They're on the police website, and it says, I just want to reassure you, it says the chief shall post post drafts of all new or revised policies proposed specific to force training, community-based mental health services, crisis intervention, employee information system, officer accountability, community engagement to allow the public an opportunity for notice and comment prior to finalizing such policies.
That is not a review of all policies, which the agreement calls for. That's a selective basis that the chief.
I just want to let you know that those two policies are up for review right now, and all other policies that relate to those items have to be up for public review as well. Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name's Chris Henry. I just finished running for Attorney General as a candidate here in Oregon. What I want to address is on November 3rd, I was out there at the protest as well. I was just outside of the radius where everyone got sprayed, and I saw the aftermath. I taped it on my cell phone. I saw a lot of people in definite agony, struggling to breathe, struggling to see. What I saw was, I'm also a Teamster. When we form a picket line, we don't require a permit for our freedom of speech. The protesters don't require a permit to be out there in the street and to use the right of way. So when Teamsters are on a picket line and we're down there on the sidewalk, we don't require a permit to walk back and forth across the driveway apron to be out in the street. A larger protest, a larger picket line, such as what we saw on November 3rd, requires a larger portion of the street. We're entitled to it. We own the streets. Even the anarchists out there know whose streets they're our streets, and we need access to them in order to exercise our free speech rights. But there's a discrepancy, there's a difference between how we are treating peaceful protesters and how we're treating other event groups, such as like when Susan G. Komen comes to town. You don't see cops showing up preemptively in riot gear to control that crowd. But every single protest, you have Homeland Security and the riot control show up preemptively with clubs. Protesters aren't showing up with clubs.
Thanks for your testimony. All right. I'd like to move the Stephanie Harper at the beginning of the event, beginning of our hearing, and Clay Neal went through the amendments for Exhibit A, so I'd move the amendments to Exhibit A.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote?
Fritz, these amendments do incorporate a lot of the testimony that we heard last week. I personally went through on Monday and listed everything that we heard last week, and many, many of the suggestions are incorporated in this document. As the mayor mentioned earlier, we will be accepting continued written testimony to see, once you've had a chance to look at it, if you think it's better and does incorporate the needed testimony. But I am very grateful to the mayor and the Department of Justice for continuing to work on this. Particularly happy to see the changes to the makeup of the Community Advisory Board. Aye.
Fish.
I want to echo what Commissioner Fritz has said. This incorporates a number of changes that came out of testimony that we heard last week. I appreciate the work of Clay Neal in coordinating the discussions at council. I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with Commissioner Fritz, understanding her concerns. Mayor Adams, thank you for the time that you spent. This is a work in progress, but I believe this amendment it contains some significant improvements over the prior draft, and so I'll vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
I too want to thank Clay Neal, Stephanie Harper, Dave Warburl, Jim Van Dyke, and others who have worked on this, and also the Department of Justice, who has worked with us on these changes. And this goes for further council consideration next week. Aye. We are adjourned.
That's it.
When is this coming back?
The 13th.
Next Wednesday. On the regular agenda?